Well, we had a tour to the Capitol, and we can't go, so we're kind of bummed about that.
I wish that they could get together. I'd like to see Barack Obama come in and lead and try to get the two parties together to compromise.
Shutdowns and silliness, plus the blame game rolled into one. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So a lot of people are finding, whoops, I didn't realize that the zoo was going to be shut down. I didn't realize I couldn't climb up in Lady Liberty. And I had no clue that the Smithsonian was going to be shut down. But that's minor. There's also people losing money every single day. It's a big shakedown, this shutdown. And how will it affect you, or how has it affected you? What's the reality? The reality is the government is too big for its own good, and somebody needs to take her down a size. If we could get rid of the bloat, wouldn't we feel better? Of course we would. We wouldn't have the same problem over and over and over again. Shut the government down, it cost us. Because why? You've got resources, you have all the time for that, then reopening costs. Of course it costs us money. Congressional research shows in the previous shutdowns, it cost us $1.4 billion. So I can only believe it's going to cost us a little bit more than that. Depends on how long this drags out as to how many more people get sucked into a situation that it's really affecting them. The government runs out of money, and we hit that debt ceiling on the 17th of October. It gets that much worse. Because I don't think we can go down that path and survive that. We're already printing money that we are not accounting for, and we already owe a boatload of money where we're just paying the interest. We're stuck. We cannot be open for business as a cash-only deal. That's not going to work. There are just too many landmines. But it all goes back to the same thing, not taking care of business in the past. Now it's added up. It's like that old saying about you can't be an ostrich and bury your head in the sand when you have a problem because it gets worse. Well, we put ourselves in a coffin. We put that ostrich in a coffin and buried it all the way under, more than 6 feet. And that's what we're paying the price for now. Then the way we've become so polarized, we don't match up at all when it comes to where we think the direction should be. So since there's no cooperation, you take the third rails of whatever everybody's not agreeing upon, and that becomes part of, well, if you don't do this, then we're not going to pass this. And that was a mistake, because Obamacare has an unbelievable chance of falling apart, of having the wheels come off. But the wheels could come off pretty fast on their own. So trying to hold the whole government hostage as a result when there weren't the votes there was a dumb move by the Republicans, because they're not going to get it. It just leads to this. And they're going to get the blame. In the end, they're going to get the blame more than anybody else, meaning their Democratic counterparts in the Senate. So they didn't pass three emergency funding bills. This is the House of Representatives. And now there's all this finger pointing, but that's not a surprise. We're at a full-on stalemate. We're going into another shutdown. And are we going to see some kind of movement here, somebody moving the needle in the direction where we can put this behind us? And you think of the 500,000 federal furloughed employees, who, what they're going to do is they're going to turn to their unions, and they're going to try to get money back that they lost as part of what's happened now. I'm sure union leaders are going to do that. Congress could vote, by the way, to retroactively pay workers. They did that the last time there was a shutdown in 95 and 96, but they weren't quite in the same place that we are now, in the same space with the bloated government that nobody will admit to, but the fact that it's so bloated, I don't know that they can, they will do the payback thing. So unions are big. American Federation of Government Employees, they have 670,000 people. The National Treasury Employees Union, they have 150,000 workers. The National Federation of Federal Employees, that's a mouthful, 110,000 workers. So we are fiscally unable to move forward in any direction at this point until Congress does something. Maryland Democrat Congressman Elijah Cummings says the government employees should get back pay since many are living paycheck to paycheck. And, of course, it's the people who are the middle class of the government who lose out in the end, isn't it? They're the ones who pay the price, not the fat cats with the higher clearance at the top. They don't have to pay the price for this. How long does it last and handicapping it? I can't tell you for sure, but from what I know from some congressional aides that I've, one congressional aide and specifically that I talked to today, it looks more like it'll go longer. That'll go at least throughout the week unless something dramatic happens, but nobody can really predict what that dramatic thing would be. So in other words, it's not looking good. And oh, by the way, Obamacare rolled out on Tuesday, and a lot of people had problems trying to sign up for it. There was some confusion about that. They got hung up on the websites because the websites were crashing, though, since people were trying to find out about it, and they were trying to figure out if they should enroll and all that sort of stuff. And I guess because it depended on the state, but there is no question there were people jumping online. In New York, by mid-afternoon, they said that there were so many people that they started to get this thing that would pop up saying internal server error when they tried to sign up because they had almost 8 million visits to the site. So they were trying to reconfigure the system to have this, you know, to do something about the slow wait times or the error message and all that stuff. So they're working through that. So the functionality of it created some problems for some people. It's like in Maryland, they had to go to a consumer information update that said the website and a call center, and they had problems, and they were still having problems getting on the site. In Kentucky, the exchange site had problems till mid-afternoon, but 1,200 people had policies or had enrolled in Medicaid. Where this all ends up, it'll be sure interesting to track it all, to see what happens. All right, stay with us here on America Tonight. We're going to talk about some people facing cutbacks from full-time to part-time because of what this new health care coverage has done to some places of work, a lot of them service industry-type jobs. Stay with us. We're rolling it out here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about the rollout now of the individual health mandate as far as Obamacare is concerned, and a couple of other key things that are starting to happen to people as they realize about premiums and coverage and all that stuff mixed in between. Sonya Madison joins us now. She is a workplace attorney. We love her. She's been on the show several times from Atlanta, Georgia. Sonya, here we go. You and I have talked about the possibilities, and now it's actually happened. And one of your duties, or certainly what you do as an attorney, and you've spelled this out for us before, is you do things as far as labor and employment issues are concerned, and you advise employers on employment policies and labor law. In light of what's happening with Obamacare and how it's affecting companies, boy, I'm sure it varies from place to place, but what have you seen so far? What's been the reaction to what some of these companies feel like they have to do because they can't meet the minimums and all the other stuff that's required?
Well, under the law, every company who has at least 50 or more employees, and those are full-time employees, are required to cover such employees through health insurance or give them premiums so that they can then take those premiums to purchase their own health insurance. So what I've seen lately is a lot of employers relooking some of their health care packages, and one, making sure that they are in compliance, but two, looking to see if some of these insurance carriers are raising costs as a result of the marketplace for health insurance. And it's that aspect that has a lot of employees concerned, because if they are raising costs, some employers are going to decide to either reduce the number of full-time employees or reduce the number of hours for some of their part-time employees to ensure that they're truly part-time and therefore not required to be covered under the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, and you know this as an attorney, there is kind of that wiggle room thing where there's kind of an agreement, and even though some people would say, oh, you don't want to cross that line of part-time versus full-time, but I know, for example, waiters and waitresses, somebody gets an extra shift or two, and it's great because they need the money, and the boss is cool with it, the restaurant is good with it, they're like a little family. Now that family is going to have to deal with saying, sorry, we just have to keep it this way because they can't afford to get snapped by any kind of a crazy lawsuit either, can they?
Exactly, and if they're not taking the already existing part-time and ensuring to stick to a schedule, they're just going to hire more part-time employees to ensure that there is at least enough hours to keep operations open but not have to have a lot of full-time employees on staff.
Yeah. As, because this is such a specialty for you as you see this, do you see this, just kind of stepping back for a second, in many ways, is this disastrous or is this a good thing, what's happening with the individual mandate?
I think only time will tell. As far as right now, because there's so much panic and because there's still a lot of glitches in terms of the marketplace and in terms of implementing the Affordable Care Act, right now it doesn't look good. And when you have a lot of employers just concerned about the unknown, concerned about rising health care costs, and concerned about having to cover so many more people than they covered initially, then initially it does look like this is not going to be a good idea. But only time is going to tell whether or not over the long term this was a good plan to implement. It is better in the long run, and it maybe can decrease insurance costs depending on how much insurance costs or how much Medicare or health care costs does mature over the years as the Affordable Care Act continues to make its way. Also, the fact that it's not until 2015 when employers have to then provide insurance for their employees. As you know, the implementation for employers was delayed an extra year. That does give them some time to see how the implementation of the Affordable Care Act is for the individual mandate. But even then, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see through the individual mandates how much the state wide marketplaces are and how well people are able to get affordable health care insurance through that, because if a lot of employees do in fact decide to stick with their state marketplace plan, then that might decrease some of the cost for employers who have to provide insurance for their employees.
Yeah. Do you think will we see more people trying to get caught up perhaps in lawsuits, maybe even a class action suit or two if there's some frustration with a company and what they're providing and what they're not providing? Is there a danger of that?
Probably not, just because the penalty for an employer is the tax. And so they have to be able to let the government know who they've covered and who they have not covered. Now, if they do lie to the IRS and say that they covered employees that were not, in fact, covered, then yet they're going to face potential liability in the form of having to pay all those taxes that they didn't pay, as well as having to compensate those employees for that lack of insurance that they have. But keep in mind, even individuals, they have to show that they, in fact, have some kind of coverage. So when you fell under the B-2 and there isn't any opportunity for you to discuss the health insurance that you've either contributed or either your employer has contributed, then as an individual, you need to make sure that you're also in compliance with the individual mandate requirements.
Yeah. When we're talking about slashing hours, in your experience, that's, you know, I mentioned the waiter-waitress thing. I know that's happening because I've talked to some people in that field, in the service field. Is it happening in a lot of high-tech companies or is it mostly service area jobs or people that work at like a Home Depot and work in those kinds of fields where they could hire more people easily in a sense because they train them and it's a service industry kind of thing?
So far, my experience I've seen for the slash of the worker hours is more so in, like you said, those service-oriented positions. That was one of the reasons why the fast food strike became such national attention, because a lot of the workers were already experiencing some of what employers are doing to make sure they're compliant once they have to fulfill those Affordable Care Act requirements. So you did see a lot of people in that service industry who had to deal with either reduced hours or having to find second employment in order to fulfill those 30, 40 hours a week that they needed to be employed. But what I have seen on the flip side is a lot of employers for upper management or even for current employees who already have insurance, employers are rethinking their insurance policies. And so what you might have had at first was probably a lot more than what the minimum requirements were. Some of employers are now trying to make sure they at least get the minimum, or they're considering just handing out the premium.
Oh, there you go. All right, Sonia Madison, thank you so much as always. Pleasure to chat with you and get some of your insight. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, you just heard Sonia there, talking about who are the workers most likely affected by it. It's the people who earn a little bit more than, let's say, in many cases, minimum wage or something. That's why I said the waiters-waitress thing, because I have a cousin, I think I've talked about her before, where she does that. She has her college degree, and it just made more sense for her to go into high-end service industry with kids and raising kids, and it has worked out. But now she's probably a little bit concerned, just like everybody else, because of what they're having to do at some of those restaurants across the country and other jobs that I just mentioned there. What's interesting is, like Trader Joe's, they say they're not going to provide medical coverage for part-time employees because they were before. They're going to shift them instead to the public health care exchanges, and that opened, of course, Tuesday. So some employers are saying that their health costs will rise because of the provisions of the Affordable Care Act, and Sonia was talking about that a little bit in a way there, which takes full effect in 2015. As she mentioned, they have a little bit of time, 2015. So when larger companies have to provide health benefits to full-time workers or pay a $2,000 person fine, which, you know, they don't want to have to pay that. Imagine the amounts of people working there, etc. So they're trying to see how it all comes out. So for some, it's kind of a calamity going from a part-time, full-time person essentially to part-time because of trying to avoid the possibility of these crazy penalties. They did a survey, the International Foundation of Employee Benefit Plans, that came out last month, and they found that 15% of large employers and 20% of smaller employers had to adjust hours so that fewer employees qualified for full-time medical insurance under the ACA. And even the Brookings Institute is saying, Kavita Patel, who is a fellow in the economic studies there, said the big question everyone's asking is, will it increase the premiums? That's what I keep saying. That's what many of you are calling up and saying and telling us your personal stories. I mean, if you're being dropped by your employer and you're going to the exchanges, it probably depends on how much money you make as to how much you're going to pay. So will the exchange actually be cheaper than the group markets? That's up in the air at this point, I'd say. And it depends on the state. It depends on what you're making and a slew of other individual choices that you make. And how many kids you have, how big your family is, are you single, are you married, all that stuff in between. So I think it is a big mess. It's kind of a tangled web at this point. And I know there were some glitches when people were trying to sign up, so we'll see how that all shakes out in the next couple of weeks and actually throughout this next year. Stay with us, more to come on America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp
HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Walks down the street, pull it out low. No sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullet shrieks. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. We're talking about the government shutdown and what it means to you. How are you personally being affected? More and more people are starting to see that, oh, yeah, this is closed, or I'm waiting on orders from this, or this is happening. How is it personally affecting you at this point? We're into day two. We're rolling into it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 5283. Let's go to Harry again in North Carolina. I think we got the all clear from him. Harry, we got you back. You left us hanging. We wanted to hear the rest of your story.
Yes, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
That's okay. Tell America your story. What happened to you, and what don't we know that's going on with the military?
Well, I do know for a fact that the reservists in North Carolina are on stand-down orders because I am a reservist, and I was given official orders to stand down. I do not show up for drill, and I was at the Veterans Hospital today to go visit my doctor because I am a veteran, and I was hearing my senior veterans from Vietnam, Korea, World War II, and previous wars sitting there fussing that their benefits were cut.
Oh, and I've been looking into that, and I keep hearing that that's not true, that they're going to get the checks, they're getting checks. But that is huge, Harry, if that's really what's happening, if people are losing benefits That's not good, meaning how long it goes on.
I mean, I have no official word on it except from what I heard when I was at the VA hospital today in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And that's what I was hearing from my senior veterans, is that their benefits were cut and they were asking why.
Wow. And yeah, because they didn't understand. They weren't told, so I got you. Okay.
We had, at that hospital, it's an outpatient facility. They treat minor infractions or wounds or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But we had 14 cops inside of the Winston-Salem VA today.
Really? And yeah. I wonder why that was.
Yeah, so do I.
We'll find out. I'll find out. I'll make a couple of calls tomorrow, see what they tell me based on what you saw when you were there, and see if we can find out. I want to know why all the police were there, because that doesn't make sense, unless they had gotten reports of something that was happening, but you didn't see anything unfold, so that's pretty odd.
I did not see anything unfold. It was peaceful. The veterans were just asking why and what is going on. And like I said, these are my Vietnam veterans. These are my Korean veterans. These are my World War II veterans. They're going to be respectful, especially in the VA. We are very respectful when we go into the VA. I'm an Iraq, Afghanistan veteran, and I go to school under the post 9/11 bill, and my benefits have been cut under the post 9/11 bill as of today.
Wow, Harry, I'm sorry about that. That's just not right. And thank you for your service. I'm sorry that that happened. It shouldn't happen, and that's what we were told wasn't going to happen. So something's wrong there. We're getting false information then, because it wasn't supposed to be cut.
Well, see, it's not about me. I don't worry about me. I can take care of me. It's about my troops that follow me. I'm out in the year. I have a year. Well, actually, as of today, I have 364 days, and I get my final DD-214. So I'm not worried about me. I'm a reservist. I was told not to report to my duty station this weekend because of the government shutdown.
Wow. Well, that's shameful, Harry. I'm glad that you shed the light on this,
that
then.
That is coming. And, Katie, that is coming from my senior enlisted, and I confirmed it with my officers. I am not to report to my duty station on my drill weekend that I was scheduled for.
Wow. Wow. There you go, Harry. Thanks for holding, and thanks for the call. And sorry that you got that letter, and it's craziness. So I wonder how many other people are finding the same thing out, that that their reservists are told not to report for drills or whatever, because maybe they're cutting back when somebody's stateside locally, which still would seem rather odd, and then would lend credibility to comments that, hey, this isn't great, we're not safe, because what if we have to rally people up? What are we doing if we're pushing back on, let's face it, a voluntary military? So guys like Harry are completely necessary. And again, Harry, thanks for your service. I'm going to find out more about the reservists, not just in North Carolina, but across the country, and see if that's a cherry-picking kind of thing, because it's not supposed to be that way. Everything was supposed to be funded in that direction, but maybe that's what they're saying with reservists, like crazy things with the sports teams and whatever. They're picking apart certain areas, not, you know, that they can not fund or hold back on, but that's not what was said initially. Remember, that was the whole thing about the bill and supporting the military. It was active duty military and across the board what we needed stateside, so that doesn't really add up. Let's go to Stacy in Mississippi. Hello, Stacy. Stacy. We lost Stacy. Let's go to, instead, R.C. in Illinois. Hey, R.C.
Hello, my dear. How are you doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
I think it's an utter travesty that the veterans would be, in any way, shape, or form, impacted by this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sorry, there's certain people that should have priority. One's the old and infirmed and the Social Security people like that. My understanding, these people are on furlough now. I read this and I'm not sure. Maybe you can correct me if I'm terribly wrong. The government has about 2.4 million people that work for them, and 800,000 people are on non-essential people, is I think how they termed it.
Right.
Are on furlough. Well, if they're non-essential, to me, it's just like the medical profession. That's an elective surgery. Insurance should not cover that.
Right.
It's time we cut some of these non-essential people out, start shaving away at it.
Yeah, when they say non-essential, they mean all the support staff that are, that when they mean non-essential, they're basics that the government is doing, so it's kind of a mislabeled thing. Some of them might be overlapped, but mostly they're all the offices.
You're a smart lady. A lot of it is overlapped.
Yeah, that's the problem. I think that what the government should do is audit itself. I know this because of people I know that work for the government and tell me this, that they have crazy overlaps in positions in the IRS, in the Navy, in a lot of different offices that could be cut, and it's not making somebody do 15 jobs. It's just an overlap.
Well, they can sit at a desk, answer a phone every now and then, and go, you know, okay, whatever. Now, in addition to that, I don't care if the Democrats, Republicans fist fight and this furlough thing goes on for 3 weeks. Let the American people get so angry that they all start calling. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, or anywhere in the spectrum in the middle. You know, it's time that we elect these folks. They've forgotten that. It's time we started pounding them hard. I said, regardless of where you're at and your interests are politically, party-wise, time to do that. Now, my last point, and I'll get out of your hair, Netanyahu. Now, there's a leader. Agree with his situation or not, here is Hussein Obama running around trying to placate everybody. I think the world's laughing at us now, and here comes this guy from Israel who their stake in their existence, of course, is not getting a bomb dropped on. And everywhere around there has erupted just like a bad, bad infection. But he comes out and he tells it like it is. So I think Obama's had some snubs in his eyeballs there of late. And this man said it as plain as day. If we need to, we don't need unilateral stuff. We'll do it our own.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I like BB. I've said that before. I'm right there with you, RC, because what you get is what you see, and he doesn't care, and he doesn't play politics. That's why there have been some problems between him and Obama. Remember a couple of years back, he barely wanted to meet with Obama. He was spitting nails. He was so furious at the Arab Spring and the pussyfooting around what he was saying. Yeah.
And, I mean, just it's incredible. Like I said, I don't know how history is going to write it. I probably won't be around to read it. But I've got a feeling this president's going to go down. Jimmy Carter was bad, and there were other Republican presidents that were bad. But this guy's going to, in the history annals, he's going to sink and sink and sink. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We'll see. We'll see what happens with this health care plan, because that's it. That's his signature legislation. And does it iron itself out, or is it just full of potholes? And that, I think, is going to be such a big determining factor, RC, on where he shows up. Because, you know, when you're a two-term president, it is about ego, legacy, if you want to call it that. How do you show up in the history books? It's interesting that you brought that up, because if you were to rank presidents, what's going to be said 10, 20 years from now? You want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
And a fly ball to left, it's deep. It's back! Prince Lyon with a homer! From Bird, clear the deck! Cannonball coming! 1-0 Bucks!
Now Cueto from the crowd.
Between playoff games, the wait is finally over. Clint Hurdle, the Pirates manager, said he didn't talk about one and done. They talked about one and run. Win one and run to St. Louis, and they get to do it. How about that? and they take care of business 6-2 against a Cincinnati team that was pretty tough at times during the season. Woo! They are psyched in Pittsburgh. Strong. 40,487 proud fans who were loving it, seeing those long balls and just soaking up that atmosphere right from the get-go. The Pirates dominating, taking control, leaving nothing to chance. You know, Martin's 405-foot shot to left center was the one that gave Pittsburgh that 2-0 lead. You heard the call. And the momentum was so there once that happened. Without a doubt, they had the momentum. We certainly know that Matt Johnson, who put that piece together, is a huge baseball fan. And Matt, that game was all Pirates, wasn't it?
Yeah, when Marlon Byrd hit that first shot, the crowd was, I mean, obviously after waiting 22 years, they were already going to be fired up. And then he gets the home run in the second inning, and then Johnny Cueto is all, I don't know, flustered, and they're chanting his name. Then he drops the ball off the mound. The very next pitch, Martin hits one out, and then they got a 2-0 lead, and that crowd was just rocking the entire time. And it was actually pretty fun to see. That park is pretty intimate, and the fans are just all over the players. It was a really good atmosphere.
Yeah, I think it was a really good atmosphere, too. So, boy, kudos to the Pirates, who have, over the years, 21 years with this drought, they've had poor management, they've been mismanaged from the front office on down, and things have really, really turned around for them. And what's really cool is during the year, the talk would be, well, gee, can the Bucks hang on? Are the Pirates going to be able to do it? Or, yeah, they're just going to fade at the end when they need to, you know, leg it out during the dog days. And sure enough, they came through. So kudos. That's pretty exciting stuff. It's be fun to watch the Pirates and, you know, see what happens. As for the Reds, they've lost 4 straight playoff games and 11 of their past 13. Pittsburgh, just a little more history for you, is the first home team to win since the new wild card format came into play last season. So that is just awesome. And Matt mentioned Bird. Bird's the oldest player to homer in the first postseason at bat. Anybody know how old Bird is? Anyone can tell me how old Bird is? I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
I was going to guess, but I already have a copy.
But you can't look it up. No cheating. And I know everybody's cheating.
I already
cheating.
Know because I remember the stat. I heard it earlier.
It's a great stat. It is. It's an awesome stat. So bug Matt if you know it and you're the first person in. I will do that. I promise. 855-266-5283. Since we're sticking with sports here for a minute, get taking a break from kvetching about the government and this nonsense and this shutdown. And, you know, I say it's true, power to the people. It's time for people to get off their ends and really pay attention to what's going on with the government. And I don't care who your allegiance is to. It doesn't matter. It's not about that. This is your world. We're paying taxes. This is us. It's we the people. So we the people had nothing to do with what happened to Mr. Kiffin over the weekend. It's very strange. Lane Kiffin has been kind of under fire from the Trojans, but what's really strange is he gets this highest of high jobs, getting the USC Trojans, you know, head coaching job, right? And when he came to town, he got a big chunky salary, the salary for a couple of million dollars, and he was hired, in 2010? And so it was just a little over $2 million. He got a loan for a house, because after all, you're living in California. So he bought a $5.5 million mansion in Manhattan Beach, which is pretty expensive to live there. He gets that loan. Now they're foreclosing on the house. Why? Because as part of the loan, the school retained the right to demand repayment plus interest in the event of his quitting or firing. And after the coach was terminated at an airport with the team bus running, they now can take his house. Oh, that is a brutal way to be fired. hey, no offense, see ya, man. We're ready to move on. And by the way, can we have the keys to your house? We'll have someone get your stuff out. Matt, what do you think of that? Oh, they just crucified Kiffin.
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
No kidding. You know what? There was a big. I saw a boulder somewhere. It was in front of Tennessee. It was something they had written on a big rock. Really, it was a rock, and it said, "Hey Kiffin, karma is a you know what is a butch." That's what they wrote, and I think that's. I thought that was pretty funny, pretty clever, actually. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, and sure enough, that's what happens. Everything unravels for him. And he's gone, history, and I love the idea that they can take the house and they're going to. That is brutal. It is a brutal way to be fired, no doubt. Hey, welcome back, Coach. Give us the keys, and we are ready to roll. All right, I want to remind everybody, too, that we have our fun NFL game of the week that comes up in our next show for a couple of segments in our third hour. And who knows what the game of the week can be. We know who the player of the season is so far, Peyton Manning. He's on pace to make some incredible history. He's already made history. And I love the Peyton Manning story because I can remember him being very upset and teary-eyed when he was basically leaving the Colts, you know. And he didn't want to leave the Colts, but the Colts wanted him to leave. So he ends up with a great deal in Denver, and John Elway really, really wanted Peyton Manning. So the marriage between the two of them has been terrific. And for Manning, because he had the injury that was devastating and had to have went overseas and had somebody work on his neck, the whole thing, did all kinds of research on it, and has come back in a very, very big way. So many people were worried about what would happen with him. And boy, has he done a great job in Denver, you know, this season. And who knows what's next. I think they can go all the way to the Super Bowl without a doubt. All the opponents are, he's just slaying all the opponents. And if they continue that kind of a role, I think it's inevitable. Maybe it's even Seattle, because Seattle's the other super exciting team to watch. And in between the mix, we have a whole bunch of also Rams, and I don't know what the game of the week will be, but I doubt it's going to be the Broncos and the Cowboys. The Cowboys are 2-2, the Broncos 4-0, and I think the Broncos will light up the Cowboys at Jerry's World, whatever the outcome of that game is. And then you've got, you know, other sluggish kind of games like Jacksonville and the Rams, and hopefully our computer won't pick that as the game of the week, because I have nothing to do with it. The computer randomly picks the game of the week. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorld, WHEY.com.